My husband wasn't in bed with me when I woke up that January morning. The midwinter sky was bruised purple and yellow outside the window. I shut bleary eyes against light that glared and pounded. A second later, I realized my toes weren't burrowing into the hollows behind Brendan's knees, that when I flung out my arm, it didn't meet his wiry chest, the stony muscles gone slack with sleep. I slid my hand toward the night table, fingers scrabbling around for our alarm clock. 7:30. It was late. As if drugged, my brain was making sense of things only after a dull delay. But it was a full hour past the time I always woke up. We always woke up. Brendan slept a cop's sleep, perpetually ready to take action. And I had been an early riser all my 35 years. Bits of things began to take shape in my mind. The morning light, which entered so stridently through the window. Brendan not in bed with me. He must have gotten up already. I hadn't even felt him move. But Brendan had been working late all week. I hadn't yet found out why. My husband had good reason to sleep in, and if he had risen on time, why didn't he wake me? I felt a squeezing in my belly. Brendan knew I had an 8 o'clock meeting with a new client this morning, the owner of a lovely but ramshackle old salt box in need of repair. My husband took my burgeoning business as seriously as I did. He would never let me miss a meeting. On the other hand, Brendan would know that if I slept late, then I must be worn out. Maybe getting Phoenix off the ground had taken more out of me than I realized. Brendan probably figured he'd give me a few extra minutes, and the morning just got away from him. He must be somewhere in his normal routine now, toweling off or fixing coffee. Except I didn't hear the shower dripping, or smell the telltale welcome scent of my morning fix. I pushed myself out of bed with hands that felt stiff and clumsy, as if I were wearing mittens. What was wrong with me? I caught a glimpse of my face in the mirror and noticed puddles of lavender under my eyes. It was like I hadn't slept a wink, instead of an extra hour. Brendan? Honey? You up? My words shattered the air, and I realized how very still our old farmhouse was this morning. Padding toward the bathroom, one explanation for the weight in my muscles, not to mention my stuporous sleep, occurred to me. Brendan and I had made love last night. It had been one of the good times, me lying back afterward, hollow, cored out. The way I got when Brendan was able to focus completely on me, on us, instead of moving so fiercely that he seemed to be riding off to some distant place in the past. We'd even lain awake for a while in the waning moments before sleep, fingers intertwined, Brendan studying me in a way that I felt more than saw in the dark. Honey, last night tired me out, I guess. Not that it wasn't worth it. I felt a smile tease the corners of my mouth and pushed open the bathroom door, expecting a billow of steam. When only brittle air emerged, I felt that grabbing in my gut again. Cold tile bit my bare feet.